you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. Being Wednesday, it means it's the Prime Lifetimes in Review. And for those of you unfamiliar with the beloved Prime Lifetimes, and we call it beloved because we have a lot of readers, I think nearly 30 plus thousand monthly readers that love to read the articles and the stories. And today, with it being the Prime Lifetimes in Review, we have a special content contributor. I don't know, the content contributor, I wish there was a better, you know, like an author or
the writer,
the person that submitted this great article. But yeah, content contributor seems maybe too sterile for me, especially knowing you, Kathleen, these, what, 25, 30 years?
It's been a long time.
We've been in small group together, attended church together for a number of years, have been on a dozen plus trips to Israel together. Your husband, John, serves as our chairman of the board of the radio ministry,
yes,
and we're going to share him with our radio listeners in the coming days. But we've traveled together. We've attended events together. You can't get rid of me, can you?
No. No, it's kind of one of those little things that you try to
flicking the lint off of her sweater or something.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
But I'm delighted in sharing you with our new listeners, those that are just tuning in maybe for the first time. And I always appreciate the Prime Lifetimes in Review on Wednesday because Marianne, our editor-in-chief, gets to share something that's in the newspaper, something interesting, something informative, something that's engaging, something that we hope will benefit you as you listen in and maybe as you read the paper. And it was just a couple days ago, we have the Prime Lifetimes paper making more inroads into the Bloomington area.
That's
so
great.
The Schnucks, yeah, right off of Route 9 in that kind of mall is carrying our papers. And the exit doors as you leave, you can see our stand, Prime Lifetimes stand, and we have over 300 area locations. You can find a distribution point near you at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. But on Wednesday, we get to read an article and have a special guest in. And speaking of guests, on Monday, we had John Swinford, the station manager of WLUJ, share some of his story and our memory verse for the week. And then yesterday, we had Charles and Destiny Magumba. And they live in Uganda, from Uganda, but they've been, because of COVID-19, stuck, if you will, in the United
stuck
States.
Stuck in America.
And it was kind of neat to hear how God is using them locally.
Yeah.
And so if you missed Monday or Tuesday's broadcast, they are archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And just click on the archive programs link and you can listen to those programs or any others for the last 7 or 8 years,
yeah,
I think. But yeah, so the radio ministry has this paper. Last week we talked at length about it. It's called the Prime Lifetimes. It's a ministry of the Great News Media Group, and it's something that we were handed about 2.5 years ago. An individual who had started it 29 years ago,
wow,
had the intent to really help seniors live actively. He wanted to help them with cognitive learning and developing and really seizing the moments in their later years to be very engaged in the community and life. Mm-hmm. And so we continued this paper for many years, and then about 2.5 years ago approached us and said he'd like to donate it to the station. He thought we would do a really good job at helping love on the seniors, and the paper's generally for those 50 and older, but we've opened it up and expanded it because so many people are loving the articles and stories of all ages.
Lots of people are picking it up of all ages. Yeah.
So
are.
The Prime Lifetimes paper in review on Wednesday, and Kathleen Jennings, as I mentioned, a dear friend, you've been on a number of times over the years.
Yes.
You and your husband, John, who I mentioned is the chairman of the board of the radio ministry currently, were some of the original donors when Great News Radio went on the air 25 and a half or so years ago, Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996.
I remember being downstairs at the church.
Right.
on that day, and we gathered together to listen.
Oh,
yeah, the historic first broadcast.
That's right. Very cool.
Yeah, we opened it up with the Hallelujah Chorus. Hallelujah it was Easter Chorus. Sunday,
right.
April 7th.
Oh.
Yeah, 1996, right. And yeah, we didn't have great reception. Oh. It was like, oh, we were in the basement of the church, and we had the radios all tuned in, and the many people
that's
after
right.
church got all ready to hear the historic first broadcast.
Well, what a great memory!
I'll probably play that at some point in the coming days as our listenership grows, as we expand into.
And we got to know you long before that because we were in a Bible study with you for probably 2-3 years before the idea of the radio station even became more than a thought.
Yeah, you were a part of the initial people that were praying about
that's
it.
Right.
Dr. Bruce Dunn was the one that said, why don't you, Mark, go up to the Moody Bible Institute and find out a little more about broadcasting? And that had been one of his prayer requests for some weeks.
That's right.
We were at we called it a covenant group. We'd meet every couple of weeks at his home. And he was right across the river from our country home, and so we would go there, you and some other couples, and he brings up during the prayer time, why don't we pray for a new Christian radio station to come to the greater East Central Illinois area? And I remember initially, I won't get on a whole side tangent here, but I remember originally, hey, there's other Christian radio stations, why do we need another one? And didn't really even think twice about it. And then 2 weeks later, and he was like a Billy Graham type figure in many of our lives. It was Dr. Bruce Dunn, the Grace Worship Hour. He was on 400 area radio stations, so very familiar with the power that broadcasters can have. And he shared again, and he used to pray, Lord God, provide the cash. We need cold, hard cash for this mission project or whatever it was. He was old school, but had a heart of gold, but he loved God's word. And do you remember upstairs, he had a framed letter that was from Billy Graham saying that Dr. Bruce Dunn, this was Billy Graham, wrote this personal note that Dr. Bruce Dunn was his favorite radio pastor.
Oh,
can you imagine getting that from Billy Graham?
No.
Yeah, so he had that on the wall. In fact, Dave Dunn framed it for his dad. His dad,
really
just wanted to serve the Lord. But anyways, it was him that brought it up again. Let's pray about this radio ministry.
Right.
And this time he said, and Mark, I'm praying God's going to raise you up. And
oh,
I was
my
like,
goodness.
Whoa,
you've been prayed for.
Yeah.
Yes,
we'll share more
it.
About that in the coming days.
But
the Prime Life Times in Review Wednesday, and we have a special from generations to generations.
Yeah.
What, category theme?
Well, it's been a series. That Kathleen started right close to the beginning or at the beginning.
Yes, it was. I was on my way out of town and got a call and said, will you do this?
Yeah, and you have done such a great job. You clearly have an interest in this subject of history and our American heroes.
Yes.
The unsung heroes.
Yes.
Many of them. So this is from generation to generation. Character really does matter. A series by Kathleen Jennings. And I would love for you to read this, Kathleen.
The title of this story is Ever Ready. The first time I heard the name Minuteman, I was in elementary school in Belle Plaine, Iowa, and we were learning about the Revolutionary War. The youngest members of local militias, the Minutemen, were an extremely mobile force who could be deployed at a moment's notice. These civilians comprised about a quarter of the militias, and they were among the first to fight in the American Revolution. When I met Brian Romanowski, pastor of First Baptist Church in Mahomet, I had no idea about his connection with the Minutemen. Fast forward 200 years, and you'll find that the Minutemen were still ready, at a moment's notice, to defend our country. These Minutemen, however, were ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles. Born and raised in western Illinois near the Quad Cities, Brian lived in a remodeled country schoolhouse and worked on farms while growing up. His father was a machinist at the Rock Island Arsenal and later worked for John Deere. In 1982, after high school graduation, looking for an opportunity to further his education, Brian joined the Air Force and became a missile facility specialist at Whitman Air Force Base, Missouri. Brian found it challenging to work 50 to 60 hours each week at the missile wing structure and to be gone 2 or 3 days at a time. Not yet married, he watched his married friends struggle with long hours and low pay.
Marianne, can we get a witness? We love our work for the Lord.
Yeah. That's right. That's great.
Many he worked with relied on food stamps to feed their families. The long hours of work, however, had an important positive result. The airmen established strong, enduring friendships that remain to this day. After working with the highly classified ANDRC-8 emergency rocket commencing system, Brian was stationed at Chanute Air Force Base in Rantoul, Illinois, where he taught basic electricity and advanced troubleshooting for missile systems. While stationed at Chanute, he took University of Illinois courses and completed his engineering degree. In March of 1990, Brian accepted a position with Rockwell International after serving 8 years in the Air Force. Brian and his wife Julie, whom he married while still in the Air Force, were enjoying civilian life and raising their son Vince when he said, "He heard God calling me to do something else." Though he faithfully attended church and served in leadership positions, he had never considered the professional ministry. Reminded of the words Jesus spoke to Peter in John 21, "If you love me, feed my sheep." And after struggling with God, Brian and Julie discussed the potential changes that would result in a 2/3 loss of income at a time when their then high school-aged son was preparing for college. Hesitant at first, Julie soon saw that God was at work, leading us in this direction. After confirmation from his pastor, Brian turned in his notice, saying goodbye to 13 years as an engineer with Rockwell. While Julie worked at State Farm Insurance, Brian attended Lincoln Christian Seminary in Lincoln, Illinois, and God provided. While serving at First Baptist Church in Mahomet over the past 12 years, Brian has come to believe that ministry is all about people. Yes, it comes with challenges, but I get to be with people who really care about each other. Love God and love others, Brian says. If we don't love others, do we love God? He told me ministry involves dealing with challenges people face, serious illness, loss of spouse, and so forth. But there are also great rewards. Being there when people marry, watching them grow and mature in faith, wisdom, and understanding, and seeing young people progress from child to mature adult believer. One thing Brian learned in the military that has stayed with him and that is necessary every day is self-discipline. One of his instructors in seminary, Dr. Shaw, also mentioned self-discipline as very important in being a pastor, saying, "Sundays come every week." When you think about it, a pastor gives a keynote address every week and at times in the midst of people in distress. When I interviewed Pastor Romanowski, he had just returned from a Christian mission to Myanmar. As a team captain for American Baptist Men's Disaster Relief, he has helped such local communities as Taylorville and Watsika to recover after tornadoes and floods. The day after a tornado hit Gifford, he helped coordinate a blitz build with Habitat for Humanity, completing 3 houses in 2 weeks. Not only does this ministry help with physical recovery from such disasters, it works towards spiritual and emotional recovery as well by renewing people's hope. usually at least one member of the congregation, and sometimes three or four members, accompany him on such missions. It seems to me that Brian Romanowski not only worked on Minutemen missiles, but he is one of the Minutemen, always prepared and ever ready to assist in whatever job needs to be done. Look around you. You will see Minutemen in every community.
And I wonder if we should qualify that Minutemen or Minutewomen?
Sure.
Or,
oh, just a minute. Just a minute.
Jumping ahead there, Mark.
Okay. Sorry.
You will see Minutemen in every community. They, both men and women, don't carry muskets, but they do carry with them the hope, courage, and desire to make the world a better place.
Nice. Okay, here's the byline. Muhammad, Illinois watercolor artist Kathleen Jennings loves history. She writes, "The personal stories of Americans who have fought for our freedom." Email her at Kathleen@watchmanonthewall.com. That's Kathleen, with a K, at watchmanonthewall. WATCHMANONTHEWALL, in case my English wasn't very clear, .com.
And some of you might wonder, Watchman on the Wall, and you might think, is there a biblical reference?
Of
I wonder
course.
If she got that because of her many trips to Israel
yeah.
and his desire to be a person that stands on the wall
yes.
alerting people of
yeah.
the forthcoming danger, or for that matter, the importance of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ now on earth so
yeah.
that your eternity can be secure.
Yes. That covers it pretty
yeah.
well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that's I hope right. that sometime we can have this pastor on, too, because...
Yeah, that's right. You've said, Mark, have you
yeah.
called him yet? Have you
yeah,
called him
I
yet?
Do.
So if you're
so.
Tuned in today, Pastor Brian, you're going to get a call from me soon, maybe this next week. We can get you on Memorization Monday or in the coming
yeah.
weeks for a Testimony Tuesday. It sounds like he was a fascinating individual
yes.
to talk with.
Very, very interesting. Yes.
And, you know, I love this picture of this Minuteman in Concord, Massachusetts. It's very... something kind of winsome about that statue that
yes,
you've got
there
that
is.
Picture here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here I'm looking at the rocket,
oh,
actually.
Yeah, you are.
Is that from Rantoul? Is that a picture of the
no,
rocket
no,
that,
no,
on the Air
no,
Force
no.
Base?
Oh, no. No, the Minuteman was not at Rantoul.
That's an intercontinental ballistic missile.
Well, you know, I don't know all my
that
different missiles yet.
Oh,
that was
I don't mean to sound like I do.
That was at Whitman Air Force Base. That
okay.
was not
okay.
That was not at Rantoul.
You know, I have been to Massachusetts once, but it was Boston, and mm-hmm. one of my family ancestors is connected to the Boston Memorial because
mm-hmm.
he was one of three white individuals who volunteered at some risk to themselves to lead the 54th Massachusetts
oh,
Regiment,
yes.
which was
That's
the first
right.
African-American regiment
Absolutely.
That we've had. And they fought yes. in the Civil War. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. every one of them died. Including
yeah.
the three leaders. And if you're
That's
interested
right.
in that piece of history, it's in the movie Glory.
Yes, Glory. Yes,
yeah.
I do recall
yeah.
that.
So this is right. really a beautiful statue, though. The Minuteman statue in Concord, Massachusetts.
Hmm.
Is that how you say that state's name? Massachusetts or Massachusetts? Or what do you say?
Massachusetts.
Okay.
I think. I've never been corrected when I've said it that
okay,
way.
Okay, good. Well, I get corrected a lot. So.
Well, I don't think many people correct Kathleen Jennings.
I doubt
you get
it.
To know her.
Yeah.
You want to stay on her good side. She's the kind that you want
oh,
on your team.
Yes.
You want her on your
you
team.
Want
you're going
your
to benefit
team,
and be blessed by that.
She's not a harsh corrector.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
She's not like that.
No.
Well, if you're wondering about this program today, it's the Prime Life Times in Review, and you can get your edition, your copy of this paper, at over 300 area locations. You can find a distribution point at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, or just go online and you can read it. It's in full color. It's a great paper. It's free, but you can subscribe to it. It's $30 a year, and that basically just covers the first class postage, so we can put it in a nice envelope and send it out to you within a day or two of once it's printed. So you can call us if you need more information about the Prime Life Times at 1-888-333-9466, 1-888-333-9466, or stop by primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. And if you're intrigued by this interview and today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. on 10 of the frequencies. It's aired at 7:30 in the morning, re-aired at 7:30 in the evening. And for our WLUJ family of stations, Mark and Friends is aired at 10 in the morning. So you have different options depending on where you live and where you're traveling when you can hear Mark and Friends.
Well, you can go back a long time on the archive.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's like about 9 or 10 years.
Is
there's
that
a,
right?
a lot of
That's
year.
Right.
I think since about 2011 or 2012,
yeah,
I've been
yeah,
archiving.
Right.
All of our morning programs. So we have authors and artists and musicians and athletes and professors and painters and programmers and pilots and you name it. We try to have people with God-honoring faith journey stories to share. Mm-hmm. And we do memorization on Monday. We do testimony Tuesday on Tuesdays, the Prime Lifetimes in Review on Wednesdays, and then Joey Kroll with special music and a devotional thought on Thursdays. And then Pastor Jason Schiffo generally joins me on Fridays as we look at the Bible. In fact, this Friday, I think we're going to launch into a new series of studies on the book of James. So I think Pastor Jason is going to do a little overview on James, and then we'll start going maybe verse by verse, word by word in the coming days on Fridays.
Oh, I love that book of James.
That's a good one.
And don't forget, if you want to contact Kathleen about her article or if you have comments, questions, it's Kathleen@WatchmanOnTheWall.com. Kathleen@WatchmanOnTheWall.com.
And you may be a business, ideally grocery stores or where there's a number of customers. We'd be happy to maybe work out arrangements where you can display the Prime Lifetimes paper and we'll include you on our website, maybe do a shout out over the air. Or maybe you can volunteer. I'd love to have somebody in the Bloomington area to help us find some more locations.
Yeah, for sure.
We have a couple that we're working on right now, but if you live in and around the Champaign-Urbana area and travel to Bloomington, or you're willing to meet us halfway somewhere and you live in and around Bloomington, and you know some businesses, we'd be happy to coordinate with you how we can get the Prime Lifetimes available free of charge in various locations so you can pick it up, read it, and be blessed. Well, we're out of time. Thank you, Kathleen, for joining
you're very
us
welcome.
Today. We'll have you back to share some more of your faith journey and introduce your husband, John, our chairman of the board of the Great News Media Group, to everyone.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a keeper.
I like that. He's a good guy.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Kathleen Jennings with the Great News Media Group. God bless you, and have a great day and night.